can take control toll-free, 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live Saturday edition of the program. As always, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we actually just got back from Los Angeles. We were out
for those swimming pools, movie stars.
Well, not on our trip, but...
I saw a swimming pool.
Did you see any movie stars?
There was the guy from Babylon 5, Jerry Doyle.
Does it count if you're on TV? Are you a movie star in that case? I don't think so.
I don't really know.
I don't want to discount the work that he did on that show.
I can go ahead and look up his IMDb, and he might be
probably have
been on a movie.
But what defines being a movie star? Is all anybody right, who's in a movie a star of a movie? In which case, or considered a star? In which case, we've been in a movie or two. Are we movie stars?
I have found in my life that winning arguments with pedants is like winning the Special Olympics.
All right, so we're here. We'll talk to you about anything, and 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We also have Skype, so you may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Feel free to avail yourself of whichever method is your preference. I'm going to start out with a little bit of civil disobedience news. It's nice to see some people standing up for the rights of others. In this case, the right to cross imaginary lines in the sand or on the ice or wherever it is the imaginary line might be drawn. We're talking, of course, about the idea of borders and immigration. And the story is from the Washington Times, where immigrants' rights activists, this was published yesterday, said Friday they shut down a court in Tucson, Arizona, preventing authorities from processing so-called illegal immigrants who were to be sentenced to jail and eventually deported. The activists had chained themselves to bus tires and to the court entrance early Friday morning and had been there for 3.5 hours just after noon local time. They said they'd been told the court canceled its proceedings for the day as a result of their protest. The illegal immigrants on the buses are being held under what's called Operation Streamline, which is designed to give them jail sentences before they are deported as a deterrent to keep them from trying to re-enter the country in the future.
What the hell does that streamline? What is Operation Streamline streamlining
anything?
I'm
not sure.
I'm not sure that I feel like my tax dollars are being streamlined for throwing people, you know, that want very badly to earn enough money to be able to, you know, send a little bit back to their families
right,
so they can eat.
Let's be clear. The people in this this Operation Streamline are not violent people, necessarily. They're just people who came here without begging some bureaucrat's permission first. They didn't fill out all the government paperwork and pay the thousands of dollars in attorney's fees and application fees and processing fees. And, you know, of course, you know, end up having their application denied and then have to apply again later on.
Lots of people did do that. And I mean, I'm glad that those people don't have to deal with the hassles of the government. But the question,
those are hassles of the government.
Yeah, huge. Well, I mean, yes, I'm glad they
applying
agreed.
Is begging.
Even worse,
yeah,
though. And what my concern is, though, is that there are people that look, if I was across that border and that's where I happen to have been born, I'm born under a despotic government that can't find its fanny with both hands, and somehow or another, you know, there's some people living quite well that could use my help just a little bit north,
mm-hmm,
and getting across that border means that I can work hard and maybe send a little money, maybe get my family to move across or whatever, so we can live a far better life. That's what I do. And the Bible I read had the golden rule that said I should do unto others as I want them to do unto me. And what I don't want you to do is shoot me in the head as I come across the desert trying to make a better life for myself.
Anyone who witnesses Operation Streamline will come away convinced that it's both unconstitutional and immoral, said activist Roberto Cintilli Rodriguez. There is no justice in that courtroom, he said. It violates every principle the U.S. claims to ascribe to. When humanity is confronted with unjust laws, it is our responsibility to challenge them. And that is a paraphrase of what Martin Luther King made famous, a very similar statement about how, you know, if you're a moral person, it's your obligation, it's your moral obligation to disobey bad laws. And we see it recently with the folks getting arrested at the parks, for instance, these national parks. People, hey, those are supposed to be our parks. Why shouldn't we be able to go in there? And so they go in there, and then, what, a couple dozen people almost got arrested at the Grand Canyon this week?
Didn't they arrest some World War II veterans? Veterans going to the World War II
Memorial? Arrest them? I know they were threatening them. I don't know the answer to that, but frankly,
if they're going to arrest people in the Grand Canyon for going in there and having a good time, why wouldn't they arrest the veterans for going the World War II Memorial?
So,
if they're not going to arrest the veterans at the World War II Memorial, why would they arrest these activists here in Tucson?
Friday's move was a precursor to next week, when the activists plan to try to shut down the Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Phoenix, which is a huge statement to make, especially in advance.
When you
announce civil disobedience like that in advance, especially after you've already proven you're willing to go and get arrested,
it lets them really shine up their billy clubs ahead of time.
Yeah, they will be planning all weekend for this. The word is they're going to be trying to shut down this ICE facility on Monday.
Get out the fire hoses and the dogs.
You're not exaggerating.
No, I'm not.
They are going to really
rubber bullets, beanbag rounds out of shotguns. It's going to be the whole deal.
Under the president's administration, according to Maria Franco of the National Day Laborer Organizing Network, nearly 2 million families have been torn apart through detention and deportation. Our communities can no longer wait for the president to rediscover his moral compass, if he ever had one, or for Congress to actually do its job.
What really amuses me is when people who say that illegal aliens are here, and they begrudge them that, but they also begrudge them the anchor babies. American citizens born by the letter of the law here in the United States. People that we should embrace, these babies, these anchor babies that hold illegal aliens here. I'm using air quotes all over the place.
You're talking about somebody having a baby in the U.S., geographic boundaries, that is a so-called citizen by their rules?
By their rules, that person's a citizen and enjoys the rights. But somehow that's bad and wrong for a non-citizen to have a citizen in the country, even though it follows the rules, because the non-citizen didn't follow the rules or something. I don't really understand. The rules are the rules. The rules are either good, just, and handed down by Jesus, or they're not.
Well, that's just it, Mark. You know that the people who are anti-immigration, they have rules that they break. I mean, everybody has laws and statutes, ordinances that they don't consider
civil disobedience
to be
is alive and well in the United States. As a matter of fact, it was founded upon civil disobedience. But I don't like civil disobedience that disagrees with my particular things because, I don't like tacos and they're stealing our jobs or whatever.
I mean, you want to see, I guess it's not really civil disobedience if somebody's speeding down the road.
It's certainly just disobedience.
It's just common disobedience. I mean, if you want to see people ignoring various different statutes, then just look at the roads and, drive down any freeway and see how fast people are going. Obviously, the law is not the law. The law is not this, holy thing that must be obeyed to the letter, because who in the world could possibly read the laws? Who could possibly know what they say?
The police don't know them.
No, the cops don't know. The law, the people that create the laws certainly don't know. They don't read that stuff. Who could read that? It's insane to think that anybody could possibly know what the laws are. But yet you're told that you have to obey them. And then when some people disobey them, some people get their panties in a wad over it. Oh, my God, those people are naked. Or, that person's topless. They're carrying a gun openly. They're smoking marijuana. They're chaining themselves to a bus, in this case, to prevent people from being deported. I think that's heroic.
Here's a little rule for you to follow. Do what you say you're going to do by the time you say you're going to do it, and cause no harm. If you do cause harm, make good.
On Friday, the activists posted live video of their protest online, showing some marching with signs in the middle of the road that read, "End Streamline." Others were lying down next to the bus tires to try to make sure the vehicles couldn't move. In another video, an activist had blockaded the entrance to the court, and they have these things on their arms, Mark. I don't know what they're called, but the activists basically have this casing over top of their arms, and they're linked. Their arms are together, right? So they're holding on to each other's arms, and there's some sort of hard casing over top of their arms to make it very, very difficult for the police to get at them and cut them loose.
Right.
So, I mean, these guys were prepared when they went to do this.
Don't worry, they'll be prepared next week. The police will be prepared next week.
Yeah, it should be interesting to hear what happens. You're welcome to share your thoughts on this particular protest, civil disobedience, immigration, or whatever's on your mind at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about immigration activists who chain themselves to bus tires and chain themselves to the doors of a courthouse in Tucson, Arizona this week. On Friday, they basically shut the court down. The court canceled their entire proceedings for the day because these folks were chained up pretty good. They had locked arms, and they had, I don't know what they're called. I'd have to do some kind of research. There's got to be a name for these things, these tubes, basically. And I imagine they're made out of some sort of very hard substance that makes it very difficult for the police to get in and disconnect the individuals to make it possible for them to be removed.
So they make a human chain?
Basically, okay. Yes. And so that's what's going on there. We're going to take your calls. You're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. ProXPN. I was using it on our trip to Los Angeles to help protect my information from being sniffed out, for instance, from my Wi-Fi card on my laptop. ProXPN encrypts all of the data that leaves your computer, and then it sends it via their VPN to their servers, where it then goes out to the rest of the internet, meaning that the internet service provider that you use, or if you're at a hotel or some sort of workplace where, you know, there might be somebody monitoring your traffic, they can't see what you're doing online.
Right. I mean, people are worried about the NSA, and they should be. This is a terrible intrusion on people's liberty. But you and I were at the airport, and you showed me how many people were trying to get onto your internet, because it looks open, but it's not, right?
Well,
it
yeah, I was like gathering my phone.
But it looked like at least six people tried to access your internet, and God knows what they intended to do, whether they just wanted to get on the internet and surf the internet. But that's just probably. Some of them may wanted to get your bank information or whatever it was you were doing.
Right, and it's not that hard to for somebody who knows what they're doing to crack into a Wi-Fi signal. But it's a way more difficult task to crack into encrypted communications, and that's what ProXPN does. It encrypts all of your communications from your internet or over the internet, and it'll do it from anywhere that you happen to be through any operating system, Mac, Windows, Linux. Also, there's apps they have for iOS and Android. So you can use one account with ProXPN on all of your computer devices, which is incredible, especially when I tell you what the price of this is. And it makes it so easy. There's also a free account, by the way. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get signed up for the free account there. There are over 2 million people that use ProXPN free accounts every single day. So you can go and try this service out, see if you like it, and then upgrade to the premium account, and you go to unlimited bandwidth. They let you use any service over, so for instance, the free account. Torrents are limited. You can't use torrents over the free account. But if you want to do torrents, you can do it on the premium account. You can do anything on their premium account. And it's $5 a month if you use our discount code. That's what it breaks it down to. If you use the discount code FTL20 when you sign up at proxpn.com/FTL, you'll break down, and that's on the year package. It'll break it down to about $5 per month. You don't like it, you can cancel within 7 days and get a full refund, so you really have nothing to lose but your privacy. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, get signed up, use our code FTL20. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Mike is listening in Fort Stockton, Texas, to XM's Extreme Talk. Hello, Mike.
Hi there. Hey, I think that in most people's minds and hearts, they're not inherently evil, and they don't like to see people suffer. But I do think that these people that protest, especially the illegal aliens, you know, they would get more flies with honey than vinegar. And, you know, they come here and they go to the state capitol in Phoenix and, you know, Texas, and they burn the American flag and demand that we do all kinds of things to be beneficial to them. Why don't they do that in their own narco-dictatorship country? They're so full of energy to protest. Right. But, you know, I don't want to see my way of life affected in any way to suit them. I don't want my constitution changed.
How would your constitution be changed?
Well, I guess that allowing them
I
to
agree
become...
with your premise. Before you go on, I agree with your premise. You generally get more with sugar than you do with honey. And what they need to do is they need to tell their stories. Their stories are often stories of triumph and courage and, overcoming great adversity in order to come here to this country. I know nothing of flag burning. I've never seen a picture of any...
Right. It's not really fair, Mike, to say they burn flags. I mean, there are a lot of people that support immigration who don't go out and set flags ablaze to make their statement. In the story that we're talking about tonight, these individuals chained themselves to buses and court doors. So that did not involve burning flags. So it's not fair to just categorize everybody as though they're the exact same.
Well, okay. Guess you got me there. I think I'm probably wrong about everything then. Thanks for the time.
Well, I didn't say you were wrong about everything. I just said it's not fair to throw everybody into the same... He hung up, by the way. It's not fair to throw everybody into the same category. Just because one activist burns a flag and, yells about free immigration doesn't mean that everybody that supports immigration is willing to take that same approach. That's not fair.
I agree with you. Do you think that that activist that burns a flag really does any good for the cause?
I don't think that burning flags is a particularly effective method of communication.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they poison the well, and they make it difficult for people to come and tell their stories, because most of these...
But the news isn't going to report on somebody telling their story.
I know, sometimes
they
do.
So let's talk about the issue at hand here, okay,
yep.
Where people chain themselves to the bus, and chain themselves, in this case, to the front of a courthouse door, preventing anybody from being able to go into this place. That's obviously going to upset some people, right? I mean, maybe not as many people as a flag burning, but it's still a fairly controversial measure where these people are literally throwing their bodies into the gears of the machinery of the state. I mean, they all got arrested. You don't chain yourself to a courthouse door and expect to be able to walk away, not in handcuffs, after that.
I'd like to point out what I also believe.
Should they not have done that?
Well, I think that you've got to do things in order to bring attention to issues.
Okay.
And there's lots of different ways to do it, and I can see why they've chosen this particular one, and I support them. I'd like to point out that I don't think that anybody who comes to this country has a right to anything other than sort of their inalienable rights, their right to speech. I think they have the right to speech. I think they have the right to have their own religion. They have a right to all kinds of things. I don't think they have a right to health care. I should not be obligated to pay for the health care of somebody who comes to this country one way or the other, legally, illegally, or frankly, I'm not obligated to pay the health care, in my opinion, from a moral standpoint, of somebody who was born in this country. I don't think we should have to pay immigrants' schooling. I don't think you should have to pay for their if they have to go to the hospital for whatever reason, WIC, or any of these things. I think that should be all handled by charitable situations, and I'm sure it would be.
Let's go to Chance listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hello, Chance.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. First off, I know you brought up the Bible a couple times in there. I'm not a Bible thumper by any means, but I do believe say there that you do have to follow the law of the land. And these people are knowingly breaking the law by coming here. I'm all for you wanting to come over here and work. As long as you have a job, just... I really think they just need to do it the right way and by saying everything.
But the right way is really hard. Are you aware that you could live and die waiting to do it the right way?
Yes, but the thing is also it's hard in every single country. You can't go...
Hang on, Chance. I'd like to bring you back. If you could stick with us, we will bring you back. Talk further about this. 855-453. God and following the law. This is a big claim from people, and I would like to get into that further. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins. breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll free. 855-453 is the number. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Live Saturday edition of the show. We've got Skype, too. You can Skype us at lrn.fm. That's our username there. Again, lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can join us online. You can go and watch and listen to the show. And it would probably help if I actually turned the cams on. Now you can watch the show at cam.freetalklive.com.
Only half an hour late. I don't see why it's a problem.
Hey, what do you want for free? Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can also interact with other listeners via the chat room, which is built into the same page. All of it on the house at cam.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping or hunting or survival or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com's got the name brands you want at low, low prices. Every time I go there, I take a look around. I make sure that I'm getting the lowest price I can. I've never found a moment on any item when I could find any place that had them any lower. That's manventureoutpost.com. Whether you're looking for, you know, firearms or firearm accessories, they've got handguns, they've got long guns, they've got, you know, the little laser sight dealies and all kinds of gear that you can attach to your firearms. They've also got flashlights, fish finders, optics, archery, holsters, air guns, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, everything the outdoor enthusiast might want or need. They've got it at manventureoutpost.com. You can go check it out. They're a family-owned operation. I've been buying from them for years. You can trust them. It's really important on the Internet. And they've got rock-bottom prices. Go check for yourself, manventureoutpost.com.
All right, we're back with Chance in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. I wanted to make sure we could hang on to him and continue the discussion because we barely had a chance to really touch on what he said. Which was kind of the essence of it was, immigration's fine and all, but you should do it the right way, meaning follow the laws, and that's what God said, was to follow the laws. Chance, are you back with us?
Yes, I am. That was really a small portion of what I did have to say, which, you know, I do feel for them, but, and by no means are they really innocent in any way, because they know they're breaking the law. They know when to do it. Understand why they're doing it. But at the same time, if you stand back and look at it from a practical mean, if we were just say, hey, you know, we're going to take everybody in, doesn't matter who you are, where you come from.
What does take everybody in mean? I mean, that sounds like twisting the language. What's that?
Opening up the borders and allowing amnesty to anyone who comes in.
Okay, take everybody in. Okay, I got you.
The fact is, there's hardly enough jobs for everyone right now.
Do you understand that everybody that would come here would need food, shelter, they drive cars, they do all kinds of things in order to build the economy? I mean, immigrants use items too. People serve them.
The pie expands more people come in.
Right. In states where immigrants have been driven out, there have been towns that have turned into ghost towns, and people lose business as a result.
I'd like to go back to your original statement, Chance, before we get lost in all the other details here, and that was this idea that God said that you're supposed to obey the law. Mark, did you have something to say?
Well, I think Chance kind of got me on this one, and I think it's fair to point out. I mentioned the golden rule one time because I think it has meaning to people. Not because I think the Bible is a particularly good book for figuring out morality. I think it has a bunch of gobbledygook in it. For instance, Romans 13, where it says, all of you must yield to the government rulers. No one rules unless God has given them the power to rule, and no one rules now without that power from God. And that means Hitler, Genghis Khan,
Kim Jong-un,
Pol Pot. God has given them all this power. Now, I don't believe that for a second. My God did not give those people
Chance,
power.
Is that what you agree with? You think that's true?
Like I said, I'm not a Bible thumper or anything, but you had brought up that portion. But that's what I was just trying to explain.
So wait, does God say you have to obey the law?
So what's more important, the rulers or the golden rule?
The fact that you do need to follow the law of the land.
So the law is more important than the golden rule. Let me ask you this.
Let's go back to what I...
I think this is really important because there's a lot of people out there listening right now that think following the law is the most important thing one can do in life. And I'm asking you, Chance, was the law that held black people in this country in slavery a just law, and should it have been upheld by just people?
Was high, and that's
absolutely
you're talking about totally different things.
Good, right, just people stand against unjust laws.
Mark, you talked over
about
Chance.
Bringing keep other people in. But
I'm not bringing anyone in.
You're
talking about preventing them.
Yes, I am talking about preventing them.
Hold on, I'm confused, Chance. I'm confused for just a moment. Now, Mark just pointed out something to you that you agreed should be disobeyed. So that kind of invalidates your statement earlier that you're supposed to obey the law, right?
If you would actually let me talk for a second.
Go ahead.
That was a small portion because he had said something about the Bible, and I was just bringing that up. But what I wanted to say was...
We're not even talking about the Bible here at this point. What we're talking about is whether you think that people should obey the law.
But, hold on. Give me 1 minute. 1 minute. That's all I'm asking for. All right. If you stand back and look at it from a practical standpoint, you'll see if you look at it back in history, whenever countries had exploding populace from other people coming in or just from too many people being born, what happened to those countries? Two things. One, the country had to expand, and usually when a country does expand, at some point they had expanded too much and they couldn't control it. Or two, they fall into squalor and poverty. That's the point I was trying to make.
Do you have examples? Because I really don't know where that. What are those examples?
Rome was probably the biggest one. Yeah.
And how did Rome allow too many people in?
Rome, well, they had an exploding populace in Rome. That's really what it was for them. They had just grown too far. And the fact is they just didn't
What they had was a bunch of government programs where they gave a bunch of bread and circuses to poor people in order to keep them quiet so that the rich people could milk the coffers. What they really had was big government programs. Chance, have you ever been to Wyoming?
No, I have not.
If you get a chance to go out west, I want you to head out there because there's wide open spaces. Here's my solution to the immigration problem. Let them all move to Detroit. You got to go to Detroit for 2 years. Now, what could possibly get worse in Detroit? I think the immigrants would move there in droves. The immigrants would build Detroit up into this megalopolis. And at that point, they would probably throw up a fence and tell the white people they weren't allowed in.
Well, what I don't understand is the obsession with controlling people. I mean, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to tell another human being what they can and can't do?
Why do you want to control them and make them all go to Detroit?
Listen to me, everybody. I said more freedom to be able to go to Detroit. Not that we were going to go kidnap people from Mexico and drag them to Detroit.
It sounded like you wanted to force everyone who wanted to immigrate here to move to Detroit. Now, I have to point out, I do not agree with Mark at all on this, and I don't think he actually believes that. I think he was just trying to make some sort of a joke. Or you're not serious about that, right, Mark?
I think that if illegal immigrants were allowed to move to Detroit, that Detroit would...
You're not saying they should be forced.
How the hell are you going to force somebody to move somewhere?
Well, they're trying to force them to move out of here by putting them on buses and moving them elsewhere. So, Chance, just to make sure we're clear on something, you don't actually believe that people should follow the laws.
I don't know where you ever got that from.
Well, because you said that you didn't think that people should follow the laws that had to do with keeping slaves on the master's plantation.
Unjust laws, yes. I do not believe that.
Right.
Keeping them
so each individual should be able to make a decision as to which laws are unjust.
Can you name one other country that lets other people just walk in and start living?
Who cares?
So that's an argumentum ad populum, and it's what we call a logical fallacy. If other countries
are living, you can't do it. Mexico has their laws as well.
That's absolutely true.
Like I said, I feel they have to live that way. But we have people like that in our own country.
Thanks, Chance, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
His phone was breaking up, and I couldn't hear him very well. Yes, but if you allow people to come here and build a better life for themselves, for one, this country can support a lot more people, and it would be fine. But that's beside the point. Then other countries like, let's say, Mexico and Central American countries, well, then they'll be forced by the dint of losing citizens to provide better lives for their citizens. You see, at this point, since the United States is all involved in those countries' business, it's a race to the bottom, not a race to the top.
So Chance doesn't realize it, but he holds contradictory viewpoints. On one hand, he says the law needs to be obeyed. On the other hand, he says, well, except unjust laws. So I guess everybody gets to decide what's unjust, right?
Or it's anarchy! Chance.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Although we are talking about immigration, various different aspects of that, what sparked the conversation was immigration activists who had chained themselves heroically to buses and a court doors in Tucson, Arizona, to prevent people from going into this courthouse where inevitably judges will be ruling that men and women who are just trying to make a better life for themselves must be deported. But before that, they are forced to go to serve a jail sentence. Not because they actually hurt anybody or did any damage to any property, but simply because they wanted to come here and work and make a better life for their family. And thereby make a better life for you and I, because people coming here and working, you know, at what are typically very low-wage jobs that are very, very labor-intensive in a lot of cases, makes our life better, because more people coming in and competing for jobs means that there's a greater supply of folks who are willing to work and more jobs
get filled. Drives down prices.
Right. Prices come down, more jobs get filled, more services and products become available. And, you know, if the idea that there's no more jobs in this country, look at all the unemployment, well, therefore nobody should be able to come here. Well, wouldn't that have been true at any point in the past in the history of this country? I mean, weren't there always, you know, a certain this idea that there's only so many jobs out there? So 100 years ago, there were only so many jobs. Are there more jobs now than there were 100 years ago?
I can tell you immigration is not at an all-time high. I mean, immigration used to be, it was higher in, I think, the 50s.
Are there more jobs now than there were 100 years ago?
Absolutely.
Yes, because the population expands, and so therefore, as you touched on previously, Mark, as the population is expanding, whether it's from people having sex and having babies within the borders, or whether
you don't hear anybody complaining about babies,
right, or whether it's people coming from outside of the borders, it's the same effect. Those people need products and services and housing and all kinds of stuff, and therefore, you know, the demand shoots up at the same time as the supply. So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Also want to tell you about the Free State Project for those of you who actually love liberty and understand what it means to be free. That is, if you want freedom for yourself, you have to allow others to be free. You don't get to be free by only allowing freedom for you. You have to allow everybody to be free, and that includes people who might be coming from somewhere else. If you understand what freedom's all about, go to freestateproject.org and get together with people like us. Mark and myself, we moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project back in 2006. We're early movers. The Free State Project's idea is to bring 20,000 liberty-oriented people like us on the show here to the same place, to the same geographic area. We're immigrating to New Hampshire from other places because the place where we're from, at least, Mark, you and I were from the west coast of Florida, Sarasota area, just doesn't really have much of a chance of seeing any more freedom in my lifetime. I didn't think so. So I left and got together with other people that believe in freedom and who are getting active, who are willing to do civil disobedience, who are willing to run for political office, do media, create outreach projects, and do whatever it is that suits them best for their activist tendencies. So go to freestateproject.org and check it out. Learn more about that as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Greg listening to WSCFM in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Greg.
Good evening, gentlemen. Just had a quick question.
Yes.
If my dad, in an effort to provide for his family and provide a better life for us, robbed the bank, and let's say he eventually got arrested and went to jail and serving his time, but had the money was never recovered, me being his child, do I get a opportunity to keep and utilize that money?
Are you asking me from a moral standpoint?
Moral or legal?
Okay, well, I guess from a legal standpoint, I would suspect the government would want to get that money back as badly as it could, but probably wouldn't know how if you had access to it. So it's not really a decision I get to make. I would say legally the government would say, no, you do not have a right to spend that money. I would say that when it comes to bank robbery, we are in a very, kind of a touchy area because, the Federal Reserve creates money out of thin air. These are debt notes, and they don't actually represent wealth. They represent debt, and that debt is often the labor of the American people. And so I think the banks are illegitimate owners of that. It gets really complicated. But if you're saying a liquor store, then, yeah, people worked hard for that money, and it's wrong to steal it from them.
Well, the point that I'm trying to make is I should not be allowed to profit off of ill-gotten gains. Even though my dad robbed the bank, this, that, and the other, I should not be the beneficiary of an illegal activity.
So are you aware that people that don't pay the federal government income tax will go to jail or could go to jail?
I am aware of that.
So would you call the federal government demanding money from me if I don't want to pay it robbery?
Wait a minute. We're stretching into a whole other point.
Well, I'm just saying, the police officers, firefighters, soldiers, these people are profiting off of ill-gotten gains. And
I understand that. The point that I was trying to get at, when you have someone that comes here illegally, illegally, they break our law. And then the child,
not my law.
I totally understand. Well, it's not your law, but you live here in America. So it's the law that you live under.
But I don't consent to it.
Okay, and you have that right. But if you go in and rob a bank because you don't consent to that law, what happens to you?
Well, no, that would be taking something from
you. If the bank robbed somebody and had illegal money, and then somebody else went in and robbed their money, would that be illegal? Because, you see, the United States came, is this, it's this conglomeration of people that claimed a majority over the minority and conquered land and stole it from indigenous people. So I don't think that the United States government can claim rightful ownership over this land.
Okay, and I understand that. And we, at a minimum, we can agree that there is no such thing as a perfect system. And I guess that's what y'all are looking for, a utopia. But again,
no, I'm not looking for a utopia. I'm just looking
for human freedom.
Yeah, I just want people to be able to, you know, come to a place where they're wanted. I want people to come here and make a better life for themselves.
But because we have a law that says, and I think the law is flawed, you know, you got people waiting online for 10, 20 years,
complaints
by people that want to come here and make the United States better. I agree. That system is clogged up because of these airheads in Washington. But because we do have laws, if we don't, as citizens, respect the laws, even when we don't like them, we're going to begin to have a country that we're not going to necessarily want to be in or be a part of.
Wait a minute. I don't know about you, but I support good people breaking bad laws. I mean, Martin Luther King made it very, very clear. Martin Luther King Jr. Made it very, very clear that, you know, good people disobey bad laws. Do you disagree with him?
I agree, and I think you do what, like Dr. King did, you do what it takes to change the law. So that you no longer
sometimes
have
what it takes
went out
is breaking
the streets. They stopped traffic. They got attacked by dogs and fire hoses. They had sit-ins.
But you do what you have to do to change the law so the
but
law
you just,
fits
are
and
you,
works
it
within.
Sounds like you hold a contradictory position. At first you said you don't break the law or else all this terrible stuff will happen. Now you're saying it's okay.
No, I'm not saying it's okay to break the law.
So you're saying that Martin Luther, you're saying Rosa Parks, she should have stayed at the back of the bus.
No. See, this is what y'all try to do. Y'all try to get people confused. What Rosa Parks did was to help get the law changed. When she broke the law, she was arrested. But it was an unjust law. So what Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights era did, they did what it took to change the law.
Were you listening when we first started the show? Because the story that started this discussion about immigration was about activists who chained themselves to the buses that are supposed to take people and deport them, basically.
Good.
And they're trying to get the law changed.
They would like those laws to be changed. So you support that action then, right?
And that's wonderful. No, I wasn't directly going at that. I think they have a right. That's civil disobedience. Right. It's wonderful. They will face arrest.
Good.
But at least they're bringing light to that situation.
Then we are on the same page on that one, Greg.
Yes.
And thank you for the call tonight.
All right, guys.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Let's continue here. We've got David in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, David.
Yeah, how you doing?
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, that was that ill-gotten gains point you made. That was interesting. Aaron Brusso touched on that, I think, a lot. The government is basically just gangsters collecting protection money.
That's all they are. So why should I'll let you continue, but why
rhetorically speaking.
Right, yeah, I'm speaking to the other callers at this point. Why should I care about what their rules are? These people are criminals. The government is a criminal agency. I agree, David. They're gangsters. They're the most successful criminal gang. And so to me, their laws, their ordinances, their regulations, statutes, whatever they're called, the code, doesn't have any legitimacy to me. They're just gang rules, and I'm not interested in that. Hang on. I want to make sure you have plenty of chance to make your points, so stand by, David. We're going to bring you back here. Coming up in hour number two, lots of people want to talk on this issue, so hang on. We will get to you if you're patient. 855-453. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast, even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up. Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.